This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've kicked Ian off the air. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And this evening we have...
Tim Condon.
Tim is... what's your claim to fame here, Tim? Tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was involved in the Free State Project almost from the very beginning. When we were first getting geared up and when we had the vote on the state to choose the Free State... I was on the National Board of Directors, and after we did the vote, it was really, everybody was so tired, and we had to have vote counting processes that were really, you know, the double cross-checked and everything to make sure it was all fair. Everybody was exhausted. Then we announced the choice of the Free State in New Hampshire on October 1st, 2004, in New York City. And then... I said, let's have a party this coming summer in the new state, in the new free state in New Hampshire. Everybody said, oh, no, come on, you know, we're tired. You know, we've been working on this thing for several years. I said, all right, I'll put it together myself. So what I did was I gathered a bunch of libertarian activists together and started up what I named to be the first annual Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival and Night on the Barricades.
What are the barricades?
The Night on the Barricades is a reference to a book by John Steinbeck called Cannery Row. He was describing a...
That's the one with Hey George. Is that right? The one with Hey George? No, that's Of Mice and Men. Okay.
It was a description of a raucous, big, big raucous party, which is what I meant it to be. He described it as a party so great it was like a night on the barricades.
Well, I'm glad to have you sitting in. You're just kind of traveling through. You stopped by to have a chat at my house.
And... No, it's quite odd, I'll tell you, Mark. I haven't been in the Free State for several years. I've been a resident of New Hampshire. I ran for the state senate a few years back. I have own property. I had a truck in New Hampshire, this, that, and the other thing. I had a concealed carry permit, which everybody should have, of course. And life intervened, and I got stuck down in Florida for several years.
That's where you're from originally.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've been back into the Free State of New Hampshire in you know, several years, and I got to tell you, you know, when I drove up, from New York on I-91, I came into Vermont, and I came across the river of Brattleboro, and I had this incredible feeling of relief and good, just goodness, you know, about freedom. You know, there's a bunch of people here just like me.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you?
There's a difference when you cross the border there. You know, in your own mind, obviously, where else could the difference be? But you know that it's a bit freer here in New Hampshire.
It is. It is. And it's getting freer as it, you know, of course, I keep in touch with all my Free State friends and everybody up here in New Hampshire. And it just seems to be getting better and better as time goes on.
Well, it's from a lot of hard work of a lot of people who are working within the state house, the senate, and that sort of thing, trying to tear away the old edifice of the state, and hopefully they can have some success there. But Tim, I really appreciate you coming on, and
it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, so we'll hear from you. You're just co-hosting tonight, but Melanie, you brought in a story about some police officer just rattling off at the mouth. What's going on?
Yes, yeah, so there was a cop, and he was being filmed, and he did not know that he was being filmed.
Okay.
And a guy walked
I'm not sure that's legal in every state, but go ahead.
It's questionable that it can be illegal if it's a cop in his capacity as a cop.
Okay. Was he in uniform?
He was in uniform sitting in a police car.
All right.
So you don't get more cop than that.
He's a public servant.
Unless you're beating someone to death.
Right, in his public servant outfit in a public servant car on a public way being paid public money. And presumably he has no expectation of privacy at that point.
Absolutely not. Plus, he's in public anyway. So a guy walked up to him and said, you know, what do you do as a cop, or what do you do, or something like that. That part's a little bit muffled. But he responded, quote, "I kill MFers."
Really?
Yes.
That's how much time does a police officer spend a day doing that?
I guess it depends on if you're in Chicago or not.
Oh, he's in Chicago. Okay.
So then the guy asked, "Say that again, what do you do?" And he said, "I kill MFers."
Okay.
And so the guy kind of backs off, and he's like...
So what neighborhood is he in Chicago? Is this South Side? What's going on?
It doesn't say all that. It just says Chicago.
What's the accent of the person who's doing the filming? Could you tell the ethnicity?
It was a black guy.
Okay. Maybe in the South Side then, possibly?
I don't know. It looks kind of suburban.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, the South Side does not look suburban.
So then the guy filming kind of backs off, and then the cop realizes he has a camera, and he tells him, you know, "You can't film me." And so the guy's trying to walk away, and he's like, "Well, yeah, we can." And he's like, "Well, how about our," and he said, and the guy is clearly standing on the grass the whole time, but then he said he's going to arrest him for walking in the street.
Okay.
I guess you can still arrest him for walking
and true,
in the
right?
street, right? But,
These are the sort of abuses of power that frighten some. So he was, the cop realizes he's being filmed. He then wants that audio, that video, and the guy's backing away into the grass, and the cop says, "I'm going to arrest you."
He started off on the grass.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was never in the street, at least for the whole video. But so then they all there's a couple of them, and so they walk away, and then the cop gets out the car and says that they're going to go for a walk. And just kind of follows these guys, walks with them.
Oh, my. That's not scary. A guy just says, "I kill MFers for a living, and now he wants to sort of follow you while you're attempting to go, you know, get away from him with your friend or whatever."
So then he tells him that, you know, another bad state, they're all the same, I guess, tells him that Illinois is a two-party consent state, and the guy's arguing with him over, "But you're in public." I don't know the details of that there.
I know that Illinois is the worst state in the union for filming public officials. They have some local law there that specifically mentions police.
Well, what was the outcome? What did they do to the poor fellow with the camera?
It goes off at some point. Apparently the film survived, but we don't
it's a mystery.
Need to know.
I guess the police officer didn't get it and confiscated. Maybe he was using the cell 411 app.
I forgot where he said he was uploading to it to, and obviously I can't play this on the air, but he said he was live streaming it.
Okay.
So I guess it's not apparent that the guy...
Yeah, so even if the cop illegally confiscated the camera,
streamed.
He still couldn't stop the live streaming from going.
That's the nice thing about apps like Bambuser and Cell 411 and things like that. It allows you to put the videos going directly to the internet, and there's nothing that they can do about it. I suppose they could murder you in a cell someplace and then you never release it after that, but that's about it.
Well, they had
but if you're actually live streaming and you have your settings...
If you have your settings, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you have your live streaming settings to go to your private, where nobody can get it, that kind of defeats the purpose of live streaming. But I mean, because my phone does that anyway. It uploads it to the cloud, but it's only an account I can access.
It could have been, say, something like Facebook Live. I mean, that goes to all your friends, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you remember a year or two ago, a lady was in a car with her boyfriend, and the cop shot him to death.
Yeah, that was...
And she live-streamed the whole thing.
Philando Castile.
There you go.
Yeah, he was a basically a lunch counter guy at a local elementary school. And interestingly, the mom got a large settlement from the city of Minneapolis. The police officer was let go but not charged. But the lady who was in the car who must receive, I mean, must have some kind of PTSD surrounding this.
Sure, got of course.
He might not have an appropriate status.
They weren't married.
Yeah,
they weren't married.
Wow.
So there's an argument for government marriage there. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. the number if you wish to call in and talk about this situation where a Chicago police officer has claimed that his job is to kill people, and then when he realizes he's on video, he menacingly follows this pair of gentlemen who were filming him, and, well, that's kind of all we know. The video got out. That's, I suppose, the good news, and we don't really know much else about what happened. But I want to tell you real quick about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is proud to announce that SaveAtPurse.com is now accepting Bitcoin Cash for purchases from Amazon.com. There's enough .coms in there for you. So Amazon, which you're probably familiar with, largest purveyor of retail stuff in America, from what I can tell, they... Save It Purse is an interface with them that allows you to spend cryptocurrency and buy things at an extreme discount. So something that's on Amazon, you can get 20% off pretty easily, maybe up to 30% off, depending on how the situation goes. You go to SaveItPurse.com, you sign up for an account, you make a wish list there. They have an easy video for you to watch. It's not complicated at all. Just go to SaveItPurse.com, sign up for an account, watch the video, and you'll be happy to use Bitcoin and save money. So it's Bitcoin Cash specifically that they're taking now, but you could also use regular BTC. And that is SaveAtPurse.com, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So, Melanie, is there anything more to this story than I briefly explained there?
So the only other thing that I feel is important, at least that we know, is then he then walks into the kid and accuses him of assaulting a police officer because you hit my shoe. When clearly the cop just, like, you could see the cop just, like, literally walks into this guy as if he's not.
I have seen it. I've seen this done in the past where, you know, a police officer will get up on somebody, and then when the person's trying to, you know, move back a little bit, a bump occurs, and then, well, that's it. Assault on a law enforcement officer. You're coming with me. And it's a disturbing pattern. Wonder what gives them the idea that they can act that way.
The fact that they can, probably.
Yeah, so it would appear. And you brought in, like, a bevy of stories tonight that just sort of have a similar bend to them.
It's not my fault cops keep committing assault, and that's what's in the news this week.
What was the next one?
So then we also have a Georgia officer, or two Georgia officers, decided whether or not to arrest somebody based on a coin toss. So they pulled over this woman who was speeding excessively. And she pretty much admitted she was speeding excessively. She said she was late to work, trying to get to work.
At the hair salon, yeah.
Yeah. And so the cop goes in. She was doing 90 and a 45.
Oh, my. She was cooking.
So the cop goes back to the car and tells the cop, I don't know if I can write this. Tells the other cop, I don't know if I can write this ticket because I don't have, what is it, the speed gun or whatever it's called.
Okay, no radar gun. Gotcha.
And so the other cop says, well, yeah, but it's 45. You could just write on, you could base it on the fact that you had to do 90 to catch up with her.
You can't do that.
Which is A, accurate, and B, you know, as far as evidence goes, that makes sense.
It's true, and it's one of the ways that they can sort of testify that, hey, I had to do 90 to catch her.
Must have been doing at least 89, right? So then they discuss whether or not they're going to arrest her, and so they flip a coin, and then they arrested her.
I think they actually used an app that simulates a flip coin, which, as to why you have an app on your phone that simulates a coin flip, is the first question.
Whoa.
Do any either of you have an app on your phone that simulates a coin flip?
No. I have a timer on my phone.
Yeah, I got
that's
one of those.
That's the most mundane thing I have.
Same here. I don't have that. And apparently what they did was put in A was arrest and
R was
release. So the app would either come up with an A or an R on a 50-50 randomized basis. And they just determined, was it arrest based on the coin flip? Is that right?
It sounded to me when they were talking in the car that it came up release, but then they arrested her. So I am not sure.
Okay.
And they're not going to say. So
Yeah, they really shouldn't.
And it wasn't on the, it wasn't, the app wasn't where you could see it in the dash cam.
Yeah, their police union provided attorney does not want them to talk about that. So yeah. It's going to be difficult to say. So, but it came out of the dash cam. That's how we found out all this.
Or it might have been the body cam, but it was a camera that was in the front seat of the police car.
So, I mean, these body cams and dash cams have been sort of a boon to journalists. And I'm kind of, there are times when I'm happy that they're around. There are other times I'm not happy about it at all. But, you know, how did we get this video? Why did the police department release this?
I don't know. It just kind of seems to have magically appeared in CBS.
Sometimes it's that way. Is all the
or NBC. Which one is the parrot? The
peacock? That's NBC.
Okay, yeah, on NBC's inbox, apparently. And see, the thing about this is whether you think she should have been arrested or whether you think she shouldn't have been arrested, either way, this is a grossly inappropriate method to determine whether or not to arrest somebody.
That's pretty much what the police chief said.
Yeah, so if you think she should have been arrested, you should also have a problem with this.
Agreed, 100%. Let's go to Matt calling in from Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, before I get to my point that I wanted to make to Melanie, might cause a reaction, I don't know. You had mentioned a medical information blog and possible medical solutions or something like that. And I tried to look it up, and I just got run around the internet trying to find this medical blog you were talking about.
Do you remember what he refers?
That was on Tuesday of last week.
What was the medical blog about? What was
about
it?
Possible solutions to the problem we have with sky high medicine and things of that
might
nature.
Have been. Yeah, that might have been what I said, the impossible solution to medical care.
Yeah. Is that the name of the blog?
Yeah, well, let me look it up here. The impossible healthcare solution. Sorry, I wasn't ready with this. But it's of2minds.com is the name of the blog itself. I typed in
okay.
The impossible healthcare solution, and the blog is called of2minds. Two is spelled out T-W-O. So, and it's
okay,
written
I'll
by Charles.
Look that.
Yeah, Charles
look that
Hughes Smith. Yep.
Now, I know how Melanie feels about cops. She has kind of made that very clear. And there's a number of hosts who probably feel very similarly. How she feels
probably
about
more callers, but yeah, go ahead.
How she feels about policemen, I feel that way about journalists. They create moral panics. They demand the government do something. Then when the government does something, it's another moral panic. And then today, the whole freaking war in Iraq.
Hold the story. Hold it. I want to hear more about it, Matthew. Just hold it. Here. The number, 855-450-3733. You can call in like Matthew has, 855-453. Or you can use Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. That's 855-453, Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
Federal authorities have arrested a Russian woman accused of conspiring to infiltrate American political organizations, including a gun rights group, at the direction of a senior official at the Kremlin. Teresa Payton is a former George W. Bush White House chief information officer. She explains what these charges mean.
It could be the smoking gun, but the other piece is there are oftentimes autonomous units who have sort of just a gray area marching orders, and they work autonomously, and they don't necessarily have to report back in all of their movements and all of their tactics. And in some regards, they don't want to, because that sort of gives top cover to the senior executives, if you will.
Today, President Trump confronted Russian President Vladimir Putin about hacking the U.S. election, and again, Putin denied his country's involvement. Putin did also offer to work with the U.S. on analyzing any cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Monday edition, and we're just on the phone here with Matt, calling in from Louisiana, talking about his disdain for journalists, and it's interesting that he would call in to a show where journalists work and discuss that, but hey, you know, I mean, I'm sort of a journalist, sort of not a journalist, so I'm happy to bat around the ideas. Melanie, before we go on to that call, though, will you tell people what you do for a living?
So I am an accountant, tax preparer, bookkeeper. I right now am doing bookkeeping, which is basically tax prep, unless you're several years behind, in which case it's...
Anytime's a good time.
Yeah. Then it's tax catching up, I guess, but kind of keep everything set. That way, A, you're ready to go in January, and B, if there's something that needs to be done before the end of the year, I can tell you to move something around. Some stuff you could do until April, some stuff, once it's January 1st, it either happened or it didn't.
So your niche is kind of doing, you're providing tax services to people who really dislike taxes, because you do too. You believe fundamentally that taxes are theft, it's just that this is a necessary evil that we're working with here, and you've got to, you know, try to keep your clients out of jail.
Yeah, so hostage negotiation for your assets, basically.
There you go. That's exactly right. Thank you for your service, Melanie. By the way, I use Melanie's services. I am very happy. The first go-around, she saved me enough money that made all the services worthwhile. So there you go. How do people find it? tax.freetalklive.com?
Yes.
I never thought we'd use that URL, by the way, tax.freetalklive.com. Go back to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. So, Matthew, journalists.
Yes, and so the intelligence community said that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, large stockpiles, and that, well, that helped bolster the case for going careening into war with Iraq. And there were some other things, too, that we were supposed to accomplish there. We accomplished none of them, unless you happen to think that Saddam, you know, was a worse dictator than the other dictators.
So the,
now,
I would say that the
intelligence community,
at that point, the journalists were complicit. Sure.
Now the intelligence community swears that they have evidence that the Russians meddled in our elections. And my reaction is, show me this evidence that you have. And their reaction is, no, it's a secret.
Yeah.
This is like super secret probation.
Well, if it's a secret, quit talking about it on TV. I mean, that's not how secrets work.
Yeah, really.
I tend to agree with you, is that this irrefutable proof that Russia did the secret internet thing? Come on. Either you claim that Russia is a bunch of Nimrods and don't understand security protocols, or you're making this up. One of the two.
Yeah, and they conveniently forget all kinds of other information, like the Atlantic did this thing on the WikiLeaks thing when they showed the timestamps that it would have required for the transfer of these emails, and it was like picoseconds, not the whole many seconds it would take for a transatlantic internet communication. But they forget completely. No, we never reported that. That never happened. I'm like, oh, and now they're sticking up for the FBI, too.
So which journalistic outfits are we talking about here? I know Knight Ridder. There's going to be a show out here, movie out here in the near future that basically says that Knight Ridder was reporting that all that stuff in Iraq was a bunch of hooey right when it was happening.
Well, there were those who said that, but then at that time, the journalists insist we weren't supposed to believe the intelligence reports. Remember, we weren't supposed to believe the intelligence reports.
Oh, no,
we were supposed to believe the intelligence community totally and absolutely.
Hold on. No, the journalists absolutely, largely were on board with Iraq. I mean, they wanted that bombing to occur. If you'll remember.
There were some who did not.
There were certainly some.
CNN was definitely opposed.
No, I don't think CNN was opposed. I think Knight Ridder was opposed, but very few other people.
You haven't paid enough attention to CNN.
All right.
And CNN, the CNN National is, you know, they're practically, you know, pro-America, so they're practically like, what's the word I was going to use? The 24/7 Michael Savage Network compared to CNN International. But it's just this ability to forget what you said before and switch on a dime and create a moral panic.
Yeah, so
it
agree with you.
Crazy.
Vince, I think
it's like
you might be
the whole war on drugs thing. It's a problem? No, it's not a problem. It's a problem? No, it's not a problem. Give me the facts. No.
So I guess I don't understand exactly. So, I mean, journalists tend to be the target of the conservative types out there. And it's not to say I don't believe that they deserve a certain amount of trouncing. I think they tend to. I don't watch CNN on the regular, so I can't say where I think that
that's probably good for your sanity.
The programming's coming from. It's pretty obvious what MSNBC is doing, as it's pretty obvious what Fox is doing. If you think that
Fox is all in with you must believe the intelligence community. They're sacred. We worship the intelligence community.
Yeah, so I think that you might be defining journalists too broadly, which is really my only issue with what you're saying. So like I wouldn't say that like the administrator of copblock.com is an evil person who's trying to prop up the government. Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
No, no, I'm not saying that at all.
There is a lot, but they're a journalist. So there is a massive amount of corruption in the industry. I wouldn't say that being a journalist as such entails all the things you're describing. All the things you're describing are things that are common among journalists, and those are two different things.
Tim, what do you think?
Well, here's a chance for me to jump in, because I have a degree in journalism, and I have been a journalist in the past. And I've got to agree with Matthew, tell you the truth. What he's talking about is the phenomenon, which has really just been brought to the fore in the last year or two, of fake news. The mainstream media, the people of the United States now don't believe, by fairly large margins, don't believe that they're all on board with telling us the truth, but they just have a narrative, and the narrative has to be told. And you talk about CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of those, they're howling as one voice. But, for example, take a look at how they treat President Trump. I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter or a Trump not supporter, but look at the news about our president. They've done studies, and they've found that like 95% of all the mainstream media news is slanted seriously against Donald Trump. And anything that he does good, they don't report about. And when he does something that's questionable, oh boy, they're all over that in an instant. So I'm in agreement with Matthew. I think the mainstream media is not believable at all. I'd rather listen to Free Talk Live to get my news.
I'm looking at a report here.
I would too, to be honest with you. But my contention is that this is not actually a new phenomenon. We're just noticing it. And I would contend that the reason we have the war on drugs, the reason we have the war on poverty, is the same cretins with the, and I, all apologies to the third man in the studio, the third person in the studio, pardon
Tim.
Me, Melanie.
Yeah,
that would be me.
Yes.
Well, right, so if you limit your definition of journalist to the mainstream media, I would say that's accurate. I don't know how you would operate in the mainstream media without doing those things.
I've got a really cool story on this that's coming up here, so just stay tuned, if you would. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. Do you believe the mainstream media? And when I ask that, does that mean, do you think they say known lies? 855-453, Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we do a program live every day. We do a program every day for 7 years, something like that. We've been on the air for going on 15. And you can go and get all those shows that we have. There have been some mishaps along the way, but not too many. All those shows that we have, and by the way, we've managed to get from listeners, sometimes they'll record them too. So we'll get those recordings. But if you go to archives.freetalklive.com, we've compiled the most complete compilation of Free Talk Live's episodes that we could put together at archives.freetalklive.com. If we're missing one and you've got it, please send it to us and we'll make sure that it's up on the website.
Hold it a second, Mark. I have to ask you. Don't you take a break on New Year's Eve?
No.
Do you do a show on New Year's
Yep.
Eve? Do you do a Christmas
Yep.
Christmas Day show? Do you do an Easter show?
Yeah. You pick the day. We have done a show every single day for about 7 years.
Hardworking guys. I'm glad I've never been on before and had to carry a schedule like that. That's a tough schedule.
Now, there's three main hosts, and then we have a bunch of co-hosts, and God bless them all. So nobody here is breaking their back. And let's not forget, even though Ian used to do six nights a week, and I did six nights a week for a long time, too, it's still not laying block, right?
Yeah.
There's truck drivers who are making sure that we get the products across America.
Absolutely.
They're, separated from their families. Lots of people doing a lot of hard work out there.
Yeah, like it's different from having a hot tower mop on top of a roof, doing a roofing job.
Right, exactly. So in the last segment, we had a caller, Matthew, who was talking about how he felt like the mainstream media was telling lies. Now, I got ZeroHedge.com. Not exactly the most bullish bunch over there, but written by Tyler Durden. I suspect that's a screen name. In what looks like a validation of the growing public expressions of anger directed at members of the media, a new Axios poll found that nearly all, a staggering 92% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents believe that mainstream media organizations knowingly report false or misleading stories. 92%, at least occasionally. And while Democrats proved to be the most credulous group, a majority still doubt that the U.S. media organizations are 100% credible. I'm going to read this to you. I'm not going to go through the whole article, but it's really, really interesting. So here's the question. How often do you think news sources report news they know to be fake, false, or misleading? Okay? Answer for yourself right now in your mind. How often do you think news sources report news that they know to be fake, false, or purposely misleading? The total, I'll give you the total in a second. Democrats, the most credulous bunch, as they say, a lot or sometimes, 53%.
Wow.
Rarely or never, 46%. So I guess there's 1% in there that just doesn't know. Independents, 79% believe a lot or sometimes. 79% of independents and 92% of GOP believe a lot or sometimes the media reports news that they know to be fake, false, or purposely misleading. All told, 72% of respondents said that they have believed mainstream media organizations to be knowingly misleading. That's the total number, 72%. Other studies from Gallup, Pew, and they're drawing similar conclusions, with Democrats unsurprisingly revealed as the only group that still has any substantial level of trust in the media. Back in the 1970s, trust in the media rose as high as 74% in the aftermath of Watergate. So now we're basically the opposite. So at one point, three-quarters of people believe that the media rarely or never reports purposely misleading stuff. Now it's 72% believe that a lot or sometimes. So there you go. Whoa. That's what America thinks about its media. That, whether it is true or not, journalists right now are like, they're mad. They hear that. I'm mad. I don't even believe that. I don't believe this. I'm one of these, the people on the other side, that 24%, 25% that believes that, man, they wouldn't do that. But this is a crisis for media organizations.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, the fact of the matter is that the mainstream media appears today to be, and more than any other time in American history, an arm, a propaganda arm of the deep state, of the establishment, the swamp, the Washington D.C. swamp. The
now, there's
NSA.
A term you didn't hear before the Trump campaign. You didn't hear the deep state trotted out very often.
No.
Libertarians would use the term, but almost nobody else.
Yeah, it's become common. It's become commonly used now because it's becoming so very obvious.
Well, they have a Facebook page now, so no, they
somebody put deep
do.
State.
No, the Federal Reserve has a Facebook.
The Federal
they
Reserve.
They listed themselves as a government agency. So now I can.
Paul Craig Roberts does a lot of writing about the media, and he was
now, he was on the staff of President Reagan.
Yes, he was an assistant Treasury secretary. Smart fellow.
Yeah,
and he was right in the middle of the swamp. I mean, he was a high level operator under Reagan, and he calls the mainstream media in America prostitutes. He says that they report and say what they are told to report and told to say by their handlers, which is the deep state, or you can call it the military-industrial complex, or whatever. I mean, some of the things that we're hearing today. Come on, you guys. I mean, the media is coming out now and saying the walk-away movement. Does everybody know what the walk-away movement is?
No.
It's going. It's apparently going into the thousands and hundreds of thousands. People are putting personal videos on YouTube saying, look, I come from a family. I was born a Democrat. I always voted Democrat. I voted for Obama two times, et cetera, but I can't stand this anymore. The level of hatred, the level of nastiness, the level of viciousness. I'm walking away from the Democratic Party. Now, that doesn't say that all these people are saying I'm going to become a Trump supporter and I'm going to vote Republican, but the level of hatefulness that the hard left that runs the Democratic Party now is showing, these people are saying, not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to vote Democrat. I'm not going to have anything to do with the Democratic Party anymore. And there's thousands and thousands. Anybody wants to find out about it, look on the Internet and look up the walk away movement. It's hashtag walk away. And there's an article that just came out in a magazine. I think it was Salon. And they've seriously made the foundation of this article saying that, the walk-away movement is a creation of Russian robots, Russian online bots. And
are Russian online bots doing YouTube videos?
Yes. That seems to be the thing. They know, these people know that the Russians interfered with the American election in 2016, although from all evidence, it should have been that they were against Trump and in favor of Hillary and the Clinton machine, because they had dealt with them quite a bit before. But now they're saying this walk away movement, which is growing very rapidly online, is a creation of the Russians. The Russians did it. Remember the movie back in the 1980s or 1970s said the Russians are coming.
I don't remember that, but
it was a comedy. It was a comedy about people's inordinate fear of Russia.
So I remember about 10 years ago, Rush Limbaugh did this montage. Do you remember the Gravitas montage? So what happened was he showed that all these news talking heads on different networks, completely different networks. Now, this is 10 years ago. They didn't have quite as much as they do now. That they somehow must have gotten a talking point.
Yes.
Because they use this word gravitas in the same way over and over again. This is a word that I had never heard before this little bit was done. So, in sort of the gravity of what you're saying, gravitas.
Sure.
But it was not used, it's a very rarely used word, and then everybody on every network is saying it all at once.
How do they do this, man? How do they spread the word? When ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, they're all using the same phrases and the same word. Rush Limbaugh was onto something there. It's like a cabal.
Yeah. I had on the air on another show, and I wasn't hosting this particular one, but there was this guy who was a longtime news guy from, I think, NBC, living in Sarasota, just doing an interview, and this happened. And I couldn't get my question to the host. Tell me about this gravitas thing, because he was on there. He was bragging. I wrote all my own copy. I did all. No, apparently something changed. If you wrote all your own copy, and maybe that's true, but something has changed because this gravitas bit really shows it. Just look up Rush Limbaugh gravitas montage, and you can see too what this is. It really illustrated something was going on. I'm not saying that it shows that the media is lying, but it showed that the media is in some way controlled. And if it's in some way controlled, then of course it is in some way lying, because by whom is it controlled? Certainly not freedom lovers. Certainly not Joe Bierkan. 855-450-3733. Please, if you disagree, I'd like to hear more. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.